That's a cute name. Have you had many cats before?
Oh, many, many cats. I prefer cats over dogs.
I just like that for the most part they can take care of themselves.
Well, that's true, but they can be so lovable and so cuddable. I know little dogs can be that way too, but I'm just not into the big breed dogs, you know, that just like to lay all over you. Like you said, cats are more independent, and you can almost leave them on their own.
So you don't have an orange cat, right?
Well, that was my last cat. That was Chester. He got bit by a dog and died. One of the neighbor dogs just chewed him up. But this is a little gray and white striped one.
Okay. Sounds cute. Yeah. Orange cats have a whole different personality.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a rarity to find an orange cat that's a female. And, of course, Chester was a male. And, yes, they are red cats.
Yeah, mine are a little crazy, but I think they rule the house. I have three, and they're all old, but they basically do what they want, and I figured out how to push my buttons to get what they want.
Well, we haven't had a kitten around here for probably a year and a half now, so it's nice to have a new little kitten around.
Absolutely. You'll have a good time. They're cute. And, of course, obviously, you know, the more you handle them when they're little, the easier they are when they get older. So, but I need to get going and get something to eat here. So I'll have to talk to you, and I'll talk to you later. K8VKY73.
See you later. Have a good day. KC5CZX.
What are you going to have for supper, Vicky? N8HEJ.
I'm not sure. Something that isn't going to get the house hot, I know that much.
Yep, I know it's hot up there in Michigan because it's hot here in Ohio, so there you go.
Where at in Ohio?
I'm in northwest Ohio, Lima, Ohio.
Okay, I know where you're at then. You're probably a couple hours away from me then. I'm just inside the Michigan border.
Yeah, a couple hours probably. Two and a half hours, something like that. Yes, indeedy. But that's where we're at.
It just depends who's driving and how far and how long. So. We seem to get places faster when my husband falls asleep. I don't know what that's about, but it's kind of funny.
Not when he's driving, does he?
When he falls asleep, we get someplace faster. Yeah. I guess it makes him less nervous.
Ooh, okie dokie. Well, that'd make me nervous.
It's all good. I haven't crashed any cars, so. All right, well, I do need to head off to dinner. I was talking to you, and I don't know if you're part of the Quest program, but if you are or would like to be, this is worth a point. All right, I'll talk to you later. K8VKY73.
No, I'm not, and I don't know what that is. So, when you're sometime next time we talk or something, you have to tell us about it there. KBKY N8AGJ.
Lima, Ohio, are you still there? K8VKY.
WA4CLA.
No, this is NU5D. Anybody out?
November, Uniform 5 Delta, Steve in Gatesville, Texas.
This is Kilo Charlie 0, Mike, November X-ray, KC 0, MNX, John in Tulsa.
Well, howdy, Doc. My name is Steve, and there is a ham radio, a potential ham radio operator sitting next to me. This is kind of interesting. I'm working on a gate opener at my house here, a ham, and a guy come driving by in a pickup truck. You a ham radio operator? Yeah. I got these radios. Idea of what Reflectors All-Star or anything like that is. So, what's your name again? Keith. His name is Keith. So say hi to Keith.
Hey, Keith. How you doing? This is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November. And I'm located in Bixby, Oklahoma, just south of Tulsa here.
I would hand him my mic, but there's a cup of coffee on it. It's a mess here, but Keith says hi, and John, I appreciate it. And what was it, R.D. Mercer, and I can remember some of his stories about a vacation trip to Bixby.
Oh, yeah, good old Phil and Brent in the morning. Yeah, that was a great show they used to do there. And sorry, I've got a leaf blower running outside my window here. That was a great show they used to do there, and yeah, it was International Tours of Bixby. I remember that one. It was classic.
Oh, that brought a lot of laughs to me. Well, John, I thank you very kindly for coming back. I've got, I guess, about 15 repeaters linked in the middle of Texas, Waco, Temple, Killeen, Gatesville, Coppers Cove, and I laid up for a while, didn't have anything, couldn't do a whole lot, had blood poisoning and COVID first, got over that and did pretty good, then blood poisoning out of the clear blue, and that laid me up for a while, and while I was sitting around doing next to nothing, well, it gave me a chance to learn a little bit about All-Star, Winlink, and that kind of stuff. I'm pretty much recovered now, 73 years old, and anyhow, not climbing quite as high as I used to, but in the process, I put together a network of about 15, 20 repeaters here throughout Central Texas and learned a little bit about All-Star, trying to build up a little activity on a bunch of dead repeaters. Over.
Yeah, fantastic. No, that's great. I've never actually set up a big repeater like that, but I've been in ham radio for about about 26 years and kind of got away from it. We used to live, well, we lived here, then we moved to Colorado. We ended up moving back, being closer to family. And when we moved back, of course,
power on.
Well, John, you dropped out and then two or three others kind of kicked in, so probably a good time to say 7-3. Yeah, I used to talk a bunch on 75 meters. Ponca City, Roy, that's TIC, Pink Ice Cream, or and some other acronym. That's VJ, Billy Brown, a whole bunch of 75 meter hams over the years. I've been ham for, I guess, 48 years now. So anyhow, thank you very kindly and wish you all the best. November, Uniform 5 Delta, and I bid you 7-3.
Oh, you can't talk today. November, Uniform 5 Delta. Yeah, 7-3 to you, too, and, great to meet your friend there and our acquaintance there, and wish you the best. This is KC0MNX 73.
W3WBB listening.
Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Foxtrot Victor, monitoring on Echolink.
The system you are listening to is connected to the East Coast Reflector. Please join us for the Morning Brew every Monday through Friday, except for holidays, from 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern.
KK5XU testing. KK5XU. This is KK5MHB. Do you copy KK5XU?
KK5XU. This is KK5MHB. I copy.
Yeah, you're full quiet in there, so no problem at all. That works good.
I've been having a problem with valve thing. The battery keeps trying to fall out. One of the... I don't know how... Anyway, you still hear me well?
Yeah, QSL, every once in a while you get a little bit of white noise, but did you ever put that antenna we made up in the air?
Do you have the bill for it?
Ezekiel, you moved to a bad spot. Move back where you were before. Now I can't copy you. Over.
You have to drill for it. You can drill so we can drill through the wall. Maybe you can bring it when you come over to Dunn.
Okay, we'll do that and see if we can get you a better antenna up. And then maybe you could hook up your mobile. Over.
Yeah, it's already set up in my bedroom. I keep trying to speak across the microphone, but then I keep remembering that it's a handheld and speaking directly into it.
Yeah, QSL. Okay. Well, you get with your parents and tell me when to come over, and I'll come over whenever you want. And I would appreciate it if you'd reply to that email. See if it comes back okay. Over.
Okay, see if it comes back. Winlink.
Yeah, because the email address is different for that. It's my call sign at winlink.org. So it should work. But I would like for you to reply to it, even if you just say testing. And let me know. Also, you could reply to it and tell me when your parents want me to come over and help you put up that antenna and get with Andrew and do some shooting. Over.
Yep, I'll try to convince them. Anyway, 73KJ5MHB, clear.
Okay, Ezekiel, 73KK5XU.